Hey, Julian, listen to this. The bosses at Cambridge 105 Radio, they're giving us an extra 30 minutes.
Lucy, I've always liked them.
That means there's more time for community interviews.
And more about local entertainment and theatre.
And there's more time for requests on Jukebox Friday.
Join us for Cambridge Breakfast, weekdays on Cambridge 105 Radio, from 7 to 9.
30.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
My name is Ian Fan Ling. I'm the business owner of the Jianbing House. Yeah, my store opened since last year, 5th of March. And so it's 1 year today. Also, today's pancake day. So very happy to offer all the customers 10% off today.
Jianbing, that's a traditional Chinese street food, right? Yeah. Similar to the French crepe. And I read that traditionally, it's served for breakfast.
Yeah, in China, usually it's like from North China. Like they have like original from Tianjin or Shandong. Have a 2,000-year history. Mm. And usually at the beginning it's breakfast. But now nowadays, because it's very convenient, to get one, and they had any time breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The office or student just grab and go.
So tell us a little bit how the pancake is made and how it's cooked.
Basically, the pancake, the flour, the base is made of corn flour, mung bean flour, and plain flour mix. Usually, in China, I have different version. Maybe like mung bean or like corn flour and different flour mix. Actually, it's very healthy. The mung bean is very high protein, and the corn flour is very fiber, you know, and all healthy for a lot of people. And usually we put pancake the same way, similar or more thicker than the French one on the pancake machine. And then we don't put any egg in the flour.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay.
So in the flour, so usually people can come even vegan version.
Mm-hmm.
So, but usually we do put egg when you cook it on top.
Okay.
And then we put hoisin sauce. And if you want the chili sauce, we will put some chili sauce. Also spring onion, coriander. And you also can put the dark pork and chicken, hot dog, different filling. And later, we just put some cracker on top and wrap it up.
Cool.
And in American, like kind of like a burrito.
So what's the most popular filling?
In China, the most popular is the classic. Always the classic or vegetarian is better. But in here, I think the most people, they prefer duck. Duck is difficult to get.
So how many pancakes a day do you think you make?
Yeah, if like a normal day, maybe 30, 40.
Wow.
Yeah, busy day, maybe 100. And
okay, that's a lot of pancakes.
Yeah. We have lots of events to go in. In Cambridge, we have a Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
And the Dragon Boat Festival.
Okay, well, I'm going to watch how this is made now. So how quickly does it get made?
Usually 4 hours speed is like 2 minutes, but in China, like even quicker.
One minute.
Yeah, very fast.
So a lot of skill here.
Yeah,
I was complaining that it's actually quite hard to make them at home, but this looks a lot harder.
Yeah, it's not easy like a French crepe, actually, yeah. And it takes time to practice. Me and my business partner, we go to China, take 1 month's course to get it right, yeah, and practice maybe a few hundred at home, yeah. Just get it right. You have to make the pancake at the end very crispy, crunchy. Different. This is different with the French one. It's more soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's crunchy on the outside but soft in the inside.
Yeah, and also we add the crispy cracker.
Oh,
so also
right.
Crunchy inside as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, so it's sizzling away now. So you just added the egg.
On top.
On top.
So you can choose a vegan or no, always egg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We not. It's a French pancake. You put milk and egg, so we are totally dairy free.
Next to go in will be some of the ingredients.
Yeah, the sauce first. Yeah.
Okay, what kind of sauce?
In China, we use the sweet bean paste.
Mm-hmm.
And also chili sauce, the lao gan ma, the chili sauce, the chili oil, very traditional. And also the spring onion coriander.
Mm-hmm. And does she ever burn her hands, or is she a pro?
She's okay. She's okay. she's training well.
And there go the spring onions.
Yeah. Coriander. And Chinese pickles. Let's bring the crunchy sweet and soda. We just top the cracker on top.
And is that a traditional thing as well?
Yeah, very traditional. Very important ingredient. Uh-huh. Lots of students, they just a special come because of this cracker. It's very important.
Right.
This, yeah. Because Cambridge have a so big group of Chinese here, students, tourists. And wow, they're so shocked we have a Jianbing store in the market.
Yeah.
Yeah, since I opened 1 year. It's a lot of feedback, though. They really miss their hometown food.
Yeah. Oh, so this is very popular with the Chinese students
here.
And
the tourists, yeah.
Oh, and as quick as that, it's done.
Nijian Nomai.
£4.
Thank you. We do 10% off today.
Okay.
So it's £4.
Thank you.
What a and cool thank answer. You. Come try,
really. Yeah, really. I'm happy that I.
And one day you should go China to try.
Yeah.
Like original
real,
one.
Real traditional.
Real jianbing. A lot like English people, they go like go in go China to teaching or work, and after that they're just so happy. yeah, look, can see jianbing store in Cambridge.
Cambridge 105 Radio.